Blog Talk Radio. Going to huh? Emma? Where you do where I'm going tomorrow? He's up against the charges, Trump. You know that, right?
What?
You know Trump's up against the charges. He's corrupt. It's the whole area. The only one who could help him is a Republican. But then even then, they need to go against him. So the Republican debate against him, he's good, it's fine. But I don't think he's good, in my own opinion. As I look against a lot of charges, he's not clear. Why should I run? It's because bring it up in the dirt. So. Webinar. What do you think is webinar, Mom? It's kind of a webinar.
Webinar.
Reading it? What do you think? I got to turn your glasses. I just had to sign up, I believe. Watch it. What do you think? About. I didn't look closely, right? That's probably why. Make sure you don't need it.
Power of
computers. It helps you learn more, right? Well, all right, baby. Sign music. When some music comes up, I'll play this one. Oh, then.
Big Black Girl is gone. Thank you. Whoa. You can read it more than 2 minutes. I'm young.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, you guys are on the way.
All right. This song yesterday, and yeah, I heard in a while, quite some time. That's Tyler Williams.
He's happy. You're happy.
Oh,
Thank you. certain age, many people find that their memories just not what it used to be. They forget the word in that conversation, or they struggle to recall some name, walk into a room and forget what they came in there for. For many people, growing older means experiencing more of these frustrating senior moments. But some people don't experience these problems. Some are more active and vital than a lot of people half their age. In fact, scientists have a name for these kind of people. They call them superagers. Did these superagers win the genetic lottery? Do they stay mentally young through a perfect diet or regular exercise? Or is it just plain old luck? Well, a team of scientists at Northwestern University has discovered the central reason why some people stay sharp as a tack no matter what age they are. It's an amazing discovery. But what's most amazing is how almost anyone can use this discovery to improve their short and long-term memory, thinking speed, and focus. And in the next few moments, I'm going to tell you exactly how you can do just that. The scientists at Northwestern University wanted to solve the mystery of why some people stay mentally sharp as they age. So to do that, they recruited a group of superagers for a groundbreaking study. For this study, scientists had the superagers take a battery of challenging memory tests. Most older adults would struggle with these tests, but the superagers had no problem at all. They breezed right through them, even though they were in their 80s and 90s. This is if their brains had forgotten to age. But why? And how can their abilities be used to improve other people's memory and brain function? To answer that question, the scientists took MRI scans of these superagers' brains, and the scans revealed something amazing. After scanning each superagers' brain, the scientists compared their scans to the scans of older adults who had memory problems. At first glance, the scans of the two groups looked really similar. Both had common brain weights, both had neurofibrillary tangles, and in fact, the MRI scans revealed only one key difference between the brains of the superagers and the normal older adults. The superagers and healthy microglia. Microglia are tiny cells in the brain. They develop from the same group of stem cells that eventually become white cells. In a way, microglia are the white cells of the brain, protecting and repairing it. But they're much more than that, too. A growing body of research shows that healthy microglia are fundamental to having a brain that doesn't age. For example, microglia create new synapses so someone can think faster and better on their feet. Microglia help grow new cells in the hippocampus, the memory center of the brain. Microglia bathe signal neurons to protect the chemicals, which helps the person stay sharp and alert as they age. And microglia also devote the myelin, it's essential for retaining memory. Simply put, microglia are one of the important scientific discoveries of the 21st century. These tiny cells play an enormous role in the brain's health and function. And if someone wants to stay mentally sharp as they age, they must have properly functioning microglia. We know this because MRI scans show that superagers and younger adults have almost an identical microglia, whereas the average older person has dysfunctional microglia. And dysfunctional microglia cause all kinds of problems for the brain and memory. Instead of making protective chemicals that keep the brain and memory sharp, dysfunctional microglia secrete inflammatory chemicals instead of creating new synapses. So someone can think quickly on their feet. Dysfunctional microglia impair the synapses. In fact, studies show that dysfunctional microglia are the main cause behind almost every symptom of brain aging. Everything from relatively minor but embarrassing senior moments to full-blown cognitive decline. So what causes dysfunctional microglia? Well, microglia help protect the brain from threats like environmental toxins, pollution, food additives, and even stress. But because we can't escape or avoid these threats, microglia must work around the clock. Over time, they're going to grow tired and weary, and they can become dysfunctional as a result. So if someone has trouble concentrating, struggles to recall words, names, or appointments, and doesn't feel as sharp as they used to, chances are they have dysfunctional microglia. Scientists set out to find a way to restore dysfunctional microglia. They scoured and designed researchers have studied hundreds of nutrients shown to support brain health. And after painstaking analysis, they identified a handful of nutrients that specifically target microglia. Then they tested these nutrients against each other, and they found one that worked better than all the rest in restoring healthy microglia function. What is that nutrient? It's a potent antioxidant called luteolin. Studies show that luteolin can help restore dysfunctional microglia and even help make the brain perform like it did decades ago. Today, luteolin is being studied at places like Harvard, UCLA, and MIT. It's the one brain health nutrient that seems to have everyone excited. In one study, scientists fed a group of aged mice with dysfunctional microglia either a luteolin-rich diet or a control diet. After 4 weeks, the mice were put to a water bath. They had to swim through this maze to find a hidden exit. The mice being fed the control diet became confused, struggled to finish the maze. But the mice on the luteolin-rich diet easily found the exit. Not only that, they also grew neurons in their brains. Their sex drive and their performance got stronger, and their dysfunctional microglia started functioning properly again. According to the scientists who conducted that study, luteolin promoted restored the memory and brain function in a 2-year-old mice to that found in 4-month-old mice. Now that would be like giving an 8-year-old person the brain of someone in their 40s. What's amazing about luteolin is that it's one of the few nutrients that can cross the blood-brain barrier. So it actually gets into the brain. That's how it can help restore dysfunctional microglia and even make the brain think and feel decades younger. And luteolin also helps to protect the brain from the ravages of inflammation. Dysfunctional microglia cause brain disinflammation, can make thoughts very blurry, and can rattle a person's ability to focus and perform tasks. And it can make the mind go blank when they're trying to remember a word or a name. Fortunately, studies show that luteolin cools down the inflammation and helps people enjoy a better brain. For example, in one study, the scientists exposed microglia to a toxin. Microglia responded by triggering inflammation that scorched the surrounding brain cells, killing them instantly. And after conducting this first experiment, the scientists repeated it, but this time with a twist. This time, before adding the toxin, they treated microglia with luteolin. The result, the microglia treated with luteolin didn't trigger as much inflammation, and the surrounding brain cells all survived. In another study, scientists fed a group of rats an inflammatory toxin. They fed another group of rats a combination of this inflammatory toxin and luteolin. And after 17 days, the scientists made both groups of rats go to the water maze. And the scientists were astonished by what happened next, because the rats fed the luteolin completed the maze nearly 3 times faster than the rats that did not receive the luteolin. What's more, the rats fed the luteolin had far less inflammation in their hippocampus, that's the part of the brain used for memory and learning. When I saw everything luteolin could do, I knew I had to get it to my patients and their readers. So I worked with my friends at Advanced Bionutritionals to create a comprehensive memory formula that contains luteolin. It's called Advanced Memory. Advanced Memory formula gives the right amount of luteolin to help restore dysfunctional microglia and to protect the brain from inflammation and sharpen memory and focus. But luteolin is just one of the ways Advanced Memory formula supports the brain. It's another nutrient in this formula that can dramatically improve the brain functions. Many people associate the game of chess with intelligence. No wonder even a casual game of chess requires focus, memory, and problem-solving skills. But playing chess at the grandmaster level is far more difficult and demands immense brain power. Let's consider chess grand champion Magnus Carlsen. In a recent interview on the TV show 60 Minutes, Carlsen said he's memorized a staggering 10,000 chess games. Imagine the kind of memory necessary to be able to recall every play and outcome of 10,000 games. Just as amazing, Grandmaster Garry Kasparov, one of the few chess players ever to beat Magnus Carlsen in back, can see dozens of moves ahead while he's playing. In fact, Kasparov has memorized so many moves in all the ways that opponent could react to these moves, he can, quote, see the future at a chessboard. How do they do it? But both Kasparov and Carlsen credit much of their awesome brain power as an exercise. That's right, exercise.
Gary
Kasparov starts his day with a long bike ride, followed by laps of the pool before settling down for on the chessboard. And Magnus Carlsen takes his exercise so seriously, he hired Olympic trainers to help create his workout regimen. We know for a long time physical exercise is good for brain power and memory. And now we know why. It's because exercise increases the brain's production of something called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, or BDNF. BDNF is the master molecule that builds and maintains the infrastructure in the brain. The infrastructure is a complex network of cells called neurons that the brain uses to communicate with itself and with the rest of the body. The richer and more expansive this infrastructure is, the more active a person's brain cells are, and the more active a person's brain cells, the sharper their memory and the faster they can do things. For the longest time, scientists believed that adult brains could not grow new brain cells. But thanks to pioneers like Nobel Prize-winning neuroscientist Dr. Eric Kandel, we now know that the adult brain is flexible, not fixed. A person can actually grow new brain cells in their 70s, 80s, and 90s.
I sure. Thank you.
That was awesome. Yeah.
I'm in this game the whole time. Okay.
wife, you have a big heart. Hey, Mom. No, I'm gonna wait.
He's going next.
Charlie. Come on, Charlie. Hey, Charlie. Come on, let's go. Come here.
Come on. Thank you. Do I have 1,000? I need to.
Why are you so ugly?
Thank you.
because
Get down.
Remember the tragedy that was on the button, and although Go ahead. Why are you doing that to me? Stop it.
Everybody, so much. Thank you. I love you.
I'm saying there's more than that. I'm saying I'm saying I'm saying
Hey, where was that? Adele.
What are you doing, Charlie?
Stop it, Charlie. Get out of bed. Come on, cut it out.
Thank you.
John.
All right.